Welcome to Beat Wars 2022. This is episode one of Beat Wars. Beat Wars is a tournament that I am running on allpoetry.com. And every 2 weeks, I give a beat that I challenge people to write to. These are all beats that I find online that say they are free to use for nonprofit use. So we're not making any money off this. It's just for fun. Our first beat that we went to is called Better Me, and it is by, let me just make sure I get this name right, Rhiney Beats. And they are on YouTube as R-Y-I-N-I. So that's who it's produced by. And everyone was challenged to write something to the beat and make an audio. We had a whole bunch of amazing entries, and thankfully they've given us permission to play the songs they wrote tonight. So I'm Afaziana on allpoetry.com, and I believe I have Felon with me. Is that you, Felon?
That's me. I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. I'm here with flu and everything.
Oh, I appreciate you calling even though you feel sick. It has
been okay.
A madhouse day. At story time today, I do story time at the public library. There were these kids who got in a fight, and I had to break up the fight. Like, it was four toddlers, like, brawling, like, actually, like, punching. I was like, what is going on here? Like, what the heck? You, like, the parents and stuff are supposed to take care of the kids, and I'm just, like, telling the stories. But I don't know, all of a sudden the kids started fighting. Oh, it was insane.
I wish I was a fly on the wall. I wish I was a fly on the wall to watch that. I would love to see your face. Like, oh, my God, wait a minute. Really? Like, what are these kids doing?
Yeah.
I'd have broken up, too. I'd have been snapped in them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had to jump in there, but I was not expecting it to go bad so fast. I mean, the one kid was standing up, and the other kid said, I can't see, and, like, knocked him right out.
Oh, my God.
Like, just
what?
Knocked him over, and then this kid with a bloody nose is going, they pushed me.
Wow. What story was it, by the way? Was it some...
It was like 5 little monkeys jumping on the bat. It was nothing intense, but my goodness,
these monkeys
got riled up. So I'm prepared for some raps tonight because I feel like I've been riled up since like 10 o'clock in the morning with these little guys.
A lot of rap.
All right, so I'm going to start with the one that got Gold, which was a collaboration between Suicide Suspect and John Kay. And there are also other voices from the rehab center where they are right now. So it says, the boys of PC2 got together to do this. So thank you for everyone who contributed to it, and I think it's a really touching piece that is about the rehab experience. Oh, we got another caller. Let's see. Welcome. Who just joined us?
Nah.
Rima.
Who's here?
It's me, Felon.
Felon and Afaziana.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
I knew it was Afaziana for sure, and I didn't know who else was in the wings.
We have Fel.
Wow.
I'm so glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
You saved me some turkey. I didn't get any.
Well, oh, yeah. You guys don't, well, I don't know how you do it up there, but.
We do it in October.
You a plate. In
we
October.
Do it early because that's when our harvest is. It's too cold now. There's no. You got to celebrate early.
Right.
All right, so we are just about to play the gold winner of Contest 1, which is Suicide Suspect and John Kay.
Okay.
I am Suicide Suspect, and I'm crack cocaine and speed freak, narcissistic, mad, and sad, sadistic addict. I'm a substance abuser, I give a fuck about my future. How can I improve when I'm moving through the dirt? I'm such a fucking loser, I used her, I'm a mooch. I'm proving that I grew up just to do what, just to lose her? Dude, are you sure? I think in total darkness, wake up and I do worse. I thought I wasn't bad, it doesn't matter who I hurt. In fact, I'm even sadder that I thought I had to be the man who handed you the curse. The same addict brain as a dog and a monster. Flawed heavy rockstar, a nod to the offer. Lost even farther from home with a heart sharper than stone. Father gone, heart of gold, falling apart, narcotic code. I gotta go, empty bodies from the cargo load. Party with Riccardi, Coke and Marlboro. It's hard to show this part of my soul. And you can tell me anything you want, but I ain't praying to your motherfucking God, bro.
I know they used to say they hate when you cry. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel only under the rain of shine. I remember what they told me, just one day at a time.
Is anybody taking 30 days clean?
Yeah. My name's Suicide, and I'm an addict.
Candle, loses nothing with lighting another candle. They say that God never gives you more than you could handle. Say I take the pussy and I place it on the mantle. Say that I gave up, but say I never left the battle. Every day an asshole. Anyway, the castle gets some heavy play and bass, and I'm an animal. So heavy-handed with the cash, I'm getting paid as hassle. I'm such a pressure cooker bomb, stick grenade and shrapnel. I learned the past and not forgotten. That it creates the vast open space that all the fuss are often lost in. A lost kid popping lids off the top of the coffins. I learned that even when exhausted, the benefits and profits can get switched with the losses. And yet it's just a test of honesty and get us to accomplish and feel bad we really want it.
What if I told you that we too could have everything we ever wanted?
Is there anybody taking 60 days?
I am.
I know they used to say that they hate when you cry. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel lonely under the rain or shine. I remember what they told me, just one day at a time.
What do worlds feel?
Oh, oh. I love you. Oh.
I love you, Brooklyn.
I love you. I miss you, Dad.
So that was One Day at a Time. And oh my God, Brooklyn at the end just breaks my heart. Oh, I miss you, Daddy. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. This poem or song was amazing to me. I think that the best art comes from a really personal place, and these both of the people in this song were really brave to put it out there, their struggles and you know, their difficult past and how they're trying to do better now. I really liked the line, I give a fuck about my future, just because, like, you know, it's kind of a thing where people think that people who are substance abusers just don't care, and that's often not the case. It's very vulnerable and yet strong, and I thought that they they sounded really great, the mix of the rap and the singing. And they listened to the beat and stopped and started at the right points. They switched up the sound at the right parts. The very beginning I thought was just a little bit too quiet, but then they got their groove and it was mixed well. Rima, what did you think?
I thought it was badass. I really did. I liked. I need to get a singer guy like that because that guy had a good voice. Very smooth. I'm going to see if I can somehow recruit Budo. He's the only one I could think of. But that guy's voice was really smooth, and the whole production of it was fantastic. And, you know, I think the part that struck me the most, personally, without pushing my shit on anybody, because I don't do that, but at the end of his first verse, he says, he's not praying to your motherfucking God. And I know a lot of people feel like that. Next verse, he says that they say that God never gives you more than you can handle. And a lot of times there's like an inner battle, you know. But all I know is, man, you know, I've been there and I've been all them shithole places. And sometimes, you know, well, all the time, we can't do it by ourselves. So I thought it was a fantastic writing and excellent production for sure. And Clowny is always, like all y'all, in my prayers every day.
That was a great comment. And, yeah, I think we're all rooting for him. He sounds like he's doing pretty good now. So, yay, we're so proud of you. Fallon, what were your thoughts?
You know, Rima, it's funny how you said that was the part that struck out to you. I think it maybe that for us as have been in this predicament or has struggled with this, we all go, that would be the first thing that I said was, I'm not praying to your motherfucking God. Are you serious, bro? I'm not, no. Because I wasn't spiritually grounded. I was, you know, I picked up my white chip September 3rd, 2005. And, you know, one part of recovery is not relapse. It doesn't have to be. You choose it or you don't. And you know, I choose not to. And for those that know that, you know, it's one day at a time. And if you mess up, go back and pick it up. The most shameful thing you can do is just keep living the life that you're living and not give it back up. I mean, give it up, surrender everything. Because if you don't, then you're the fool. The fool is keeping on with the tricks and tricking yourself and tricking life that you're gonna be okay. Because you know what, you're not. It's three things: jail, institutes, or death. And it's coming. It you don't know when it's gonna strike, but it does. And not only that, the most important thing is, you know, still having tears at the end about his daughter. Because I know my three little boys. I mean, my two little boys. My youngest one said, "I used to count the rungs on my bed. When you come back and get me, Mama, I'd tell them she'd come back. You never came back." So I don't forget that. I let my drug abuse and drug addiction take my children from me. And all people know that, but I'm just going to be dealing with honest. So, you know, suicide, you got this. She's young. She's where you're impressionable to her now. She doesn't have to remember any of this. Let this set the tone for your life. You can step and you can rise above anything now. There's nothing you have to do. There's no reason to get high. There's no reason to drink. There's no reason for nothing. You have more reasons not to. So I commend him, and I like the fact that he was more aggressive than the other guy, John. And then when John is like 30 days ahead of him, you can see what 30 days can do to a person. And I like the way they did that because it does. 30 days makes a great impact in sobriety. So I think this is just a hard-hitting song, and it just swept me off my feet and really brought me to tears when I was listening to it, because there go I, by the grace of God, there go I. Just wow, amazing, excellent gold.
And they in the second contest they hit us again. They keep making me cry with these songs, but yeah, wonderful comment, Phil, thank you for sharing. Our next song, from now on I'm going to go in alphabetical order. I just started off with the gold because I was excited about that one. Although I'm excited about all of them, really. I love all the entries. But this is going to be by Aaron Curry.
AC.
AC. I just posted the link. If you're on All Poetry in either Rap Free or Disabilities, I am posting the links as we go. So, good old days. Here is Aaron.
Hey, I done changed up. Hey, I done came up. No more strange stuff. This is better me. Them good old days wasn't always that good. I was tripping back then. For real. I watched porn on my grandmother's TV. Nighttime, she was sleepy and didn't see me. I was mischievous, thought it was easy. That's until my mother caught me and beat me. Lies written on my face, my mother could read me. Hunger for lust, and I thought the porn was feeding me. Fantasies of leaving a woman greasy. That bell made all them bad habits leave me. Yeah, I was tripping for real, not a pump fake. Got clean at a young age and left my dumb ways. Got better, made some improvements. In the winning column, no longer losing. Had to pivot, stop making wrong movements. I knew the right answer, just had to choose it. And just do it, this is a better person. No self-sabotaging, no hurting. No self-sabotaging, no hurting. No self-sabotaging, no hurting. Going forward, no reversing. No self-sabotaging. The good old days, I was tripping back then. Nasty back then, I was dirty within. Man, the good old days, messing with that lady. She called me her baby, but I was driving her crazy. The good old days, when I was watching porn, the joy turning it on, watching people perform. Man, the good old days, man, I was tripping, man, I ain't listening, man, I was slipped. The good old days, I used to flirt for my leisure. Hurt some feelings and didn't care either. Play with emotion, just a little teaser. No relationship, not a cheater, but I'll leave you.
I'm gone.
Watching porn, masturbation kinda nasty. I talked to a Mimi, Diana, and the Ashley. It was Rebecca, but I let her get past me. I was immature, she was mature and classy. I lied, I stole, I talked bad, yeah, I did it. The good old days, well, I had some dirty living. Now I got clean, now that dirtiness is missing. Had to leave the old urn, this the new edition.
Brand new.
See, back then, I ain't listen, I ain't listen. Back then, I was tripping, I was tripping. Back then I was slipping, had to leave the old and this the new edition.
Brand new.
Back then I ain't listen, I ain't listen. Back then I was tripping, I was tripping. Back then I was slipping, had to leave the old and this the new edition. Hey, this the new edition. Hey, this the new edition. I had to change and be different. I had to change it to better me. The good old days, I was tripping back then. Nasty back then, I was dirty within. Man, the good old days, messing with that lady. She called me her baby, but I was driving her crazy. The good old days, when I was watching porn, the joy turning it on, watching people perform. Man, the good old days, man, I was tripping. Man, I ain't listening, man, I was slipping.
Thank you, Aaron, for sharing that with us. I feel like he has this, like, swagger yet wholesomeness to him. It's like a mix because, like, the thing he feels guilty about is watching porn, which is, like, not the worst thing in the world. But, like, he's like, I fixed myself now. All of his raps always end up being, like, you know, encouraging yourself to, like, be good. Like, there's, like, I think he has one that's, like, don't drink and drive. He has one about not stealing. Like, he should really, like, be singing to, like, youth groups or something. It's, like, this is how to be, I don't know, good, but also he sounds, like, super cool. So he's, like, PSAs, but, like, in a way that people actually want to be him. I think he's a really talented rapper and singer. This one's more singing than his previous ones that we've heard. He matched the drum beat pretty well. I think he's got skills. Felon, what did you think?
I was listening to this and I was like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Not Grandma's TV. What, Grandma's TV? No, not Grandma's TV. But she was sleeping. It's all right. It's all cool. But, I mean, I think this is something all young men do. This is intuitive to them. I mean, this is their hormones are raging, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I like the fact that it's all about respecting a female. It's all about showing respect for another human being and not just seeing them as lustfully, you know, and trying to keep it going. Sorry, somebody just texted me. I think that he says, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I'm going to respect women, you know, and I don't see anything wrong with him. I mean, self-love sometimes is better than trying to take it, you know, willfully from somebody. So I think he's just had a great message for the youngsters. And at the same time, it just shows what a good person he is and that he is spiritually grounded. And I like that about him. And honestly, I think this is the best song that I've heard from him because I've heard him in the other contests, 2 and 3. And I really like this one. This one just really took me back. So great job there, Aaron. Great job.
Rima, what were your thoughts?
I will be the disagreeer here. And there's absolutely a lot wrong with watching porn. You know, there are porn addicts, just like any other. You know what I find interesting? The type of beat kind of brings the same type of message from a lot of people. Even though everyone doesn't know what anyone else is writing, right? The sort of beat sort of brought out the same type of songs lyrically, you know, from people. So I thought that was pretty cool. But I'll tell you this. One time I used to work with this chick, and she was telling me that she got home and caught her man on porn beating off. And then he, like, freaked out and hit a wrong button. Then he hit some button. And then he got, like, his account got frozen or some shit, and these people were trying to get money from him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, and I was telling her, I was like, well, how do you feel? I was like, don't you think that was dirty? He was, like, beating off when you went home? And she's like, well, no, everybody beats off. And I was like, nah, bitch. Not men with women. You ain't got to beat off. Like, your man beats off. And it's because it's an addiction. There's people, man, they can't not watch porn and shit. And it's, you know, like gambling. And unfortunately, I think what happens is people think of addiction as basically like heroin or alcohol. But there's anything, man. Money could be an addiction, just all kinds of stuff. And so I'm glad that he realized he had a situation. And I really, really like Aaron Curry, you know, and he just, I thought this was really, you know, it might seem small to some people, but, you know, unless you're caught up in it, you don't really realize any shit. So, I thought it was an excellent write. And I liked his flow. I liked the storytelling in it and that he was honest about it. So, excellent. Excellent, Aaron Curry.
I like that, Rama. I'm going to remember that.
I said excellent. Excellent, Aaron Curry.
That ain't what I'm talking about, you ding dong.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going alphabetically, so our next one is by AJ Calvano, and it is called Andrew.
Mother miscarried and she didn't know Andrew was on his way. If I could speak to him, I'd say, Andrew, I'm here for you. Let me make that move you couldn't make. Andrew, I love you. Andrew, one day the rain will fade. And when that
very short, but very sweet. I find this one both heartbreaking and heartwarming. Miscarriages can be such a devastating loss. You know, it's something that I personally really struggle with. And I think that naming our lost family, even if they weren't born, can be really important for the grieving process. You know, it's usually mothers that I hear talking about this, and occasionally a father, but to have a sibling who was born afterwards, you know, recognize it and show connection and compassion, I thought that was a really beautiful acknowledgement of his brother. And, you know, it was a vulnerable piece. I found his voice really soothing. It was like a relaxing kind of sound, which works as like almost like a lullaby to this baby who was never born. And it had a nice flow to it. He did this so quickly, though. Like, the first day that I posted it, he, like, immediately had his thing in. So I was like, take your time, make it a little longer next time. Doesn't have to be, like, the second that I post it. So that was my advice to him, is, you know, continue to work on it. But I thought this was, considering it was his first one, really good. Felon, I know you and AJ have some complicated things, but do you have anything to say about the song?
Oh, absolutely. For one, you know, I had a daughter born in February 11th, 1992. And the funny thing is, she passed at birth. But then exactly almost 1 year to the day, February 18th, 1993, I had my son Jeffrey. So I can totally relate where this is coming from. You know, they were, you know, 1 year and 7 days apart. Exactly 1 year and 1 week, I had my son, and I never thought that, you know, I thought my life was over when I had her, and she was stillborn, because I was 7 months alone, and I was just like, nothing will ever make me happy. And I remember my pastor told me, he's like, you know, you could love this, if you could hold this child for 1 minute, or you can never hold her, never have held her, and never had known her, what would you choose? I said, just for that 1 minute. He said, then that's what you cherish. And that's what I cherish. And I think this is a very sweet, loving song. And I love where he said, somewhere over the rainbow, where the skies were gray. You know, I like how he used that somewhere, you know, Wizard of Oz kind of thing, because it put the whimsical to it, but it also was very endearing, very heartfelt. And I just almost brought me to tears. So I think this is just a very heartwarming tribute to his brother, Andrew, and I really enjoyed it, and I think his vocals were very great on this. I wish he'd extended it, too, because I think he could have done much better if he went a little further with it. So great job there, AJ.
That was a great comment. Thank you, Felon. And I'm sorry for your loss of your daughter. It's so hard. I think that I'm glad you pointed out the part about the rainbow, because children who are born right after a miscarriage are known as the rainbow child. It's like after the sadness and the rain, there's this moment of happiness where it's the sun hits the sadness and it becomes a beautiful rainbow. And
I never knew that.
So, yeah. I have
never
a few friends who have rainbow babies, and I think it's a really nice way of expressing it. So you have a rainbow baby.
He's a big one, too. He's 6'7". He's a big boy.
Not baby
giant.
Anymore.
No,
Rainbow giant.
He'll always be her baby, though.
He will. He will always be my baby.
I know.
I strangle him sometimes.
I know.
But, yeah,
had to get on
great,
step
great
stool.
Great song, AJ. More than that, I'll cut a ladder.
Rima, do you have a comment?
Yeah, you know what? I listened to this right when you posted it, you know, and I really liked it. Like, I think it was really good. You know, I liked how he for his first, and it was the first one I heard from him, so, you know, and he carried a tune, I thought, you know, and it was emotional, you know. It was a true story, which to me is always the best poetry. And especially when it's about something that's not you know, so joyous, you know. I mean, that's also great poetry, and I love to see that. But people, I think, who write about things, especially the fact that he wrote it so quick, you know, leads me to believe, and I may be wrong, but it has been on his mind, you know. And people, when things that are shitty you can write about, it's a very good process of healing, because there's a lot of things that someone's like, man, I don't even want to talk about it, never mind write about it, you know. So to me, when I see it, it's even though it's something negative, it's a sign of positivity, if that makes any fucking sense. I'm rambling. But I thought it was great. I really did. I really liked it. I got nothing against AJ. I really like him, you know. I also had a baby that was stillborn, who I actually allude to in my song for the next Beat Wars. And so that was a whole shithole fucking ordeal and shit, man. Yeah, I was such a piece of shit. So, so that rings personally with me as well. I thought it was really a great entry. Absolutely did.
And
I've read
for
a poem that you wrote. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
I just want to say I don't have anything against AJ either. I love him to pieces. You know, I forgive and forget, and I move on, and I don't hold grudges. So I have nothing against this young man, and I wish nothing but the best for him, and I'm always will be there. You know, sometimes you got to have a cool off period so you can be a better person and speak to them the right way and not have the hostility and the grudges or anything, the anger or resentment. You have to, when you go to someone, you need to have a clear mind, and that's what I was trying to do. And so I have no quarrels, no anger whatsoever toward this person, none.
I know you don't. I know out of anybody, you don't. Battles tend to do that sometimes to people. You know?
Yeah, I have nothing but love, nothing but love.
Okay.
That's good. I think he's listening today, so hi, AJ. And yes, Rima, I'm sorry for your loss as well. And you wrote such a beautiful poem about that I remember reading. And it's something with numbers. I can't remember the numbers, but it was like the measurement of the coffin. And it just like broke my heart. It totally broke me. So, yes, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing the way that people can turn tragedy into art.
Yes. Yeah, like AJ did here.
Yes, he did an excellent job with that. The next one is a little bit more lighthearted. It is Beast and Tans collaborating. They posted from the Disabilities account, which is kind of a group account where we sometimes collaborate, and this one was Beast and Tans working together. And it's called What Can I Do with a Girl Like You, or What Should I Do? What do I do with a girl like you?
Girl like you, the refrain that he said, he's all ever
As well, I would recommend listening to it directly from them on their SoundCloud, because it was a lot smoother for me that way. Just something about it didn't work with my phone speakers. So I thought that it had a deepness to the verses and then a catchy refrain, which is a nice combination, I thought. I like the line, he paints the dawn across her life, she throws that canvas to the tide. And I think it was cool to have a combination of Beast, who has like that kind of like fierceness, and Tans, who has like this sweetness to her voice. And, you know, putting them together makes a really good mix. Now I know Beast is also sweet and Tans is also kick-ass, but voice-wise, they're kind of on the opposite ends there. Rima, what were your thoughts?
Well, they are like my favorite duo for sure. So I always got good things to say. Only this time I had to say whoever their fucking producer is needed to really fix that shit, Beast. But other than that, because I could hardly hear Tans, and other than that, though, the lyrics, I really like, you know. And I will say that this line right here, she says, you can't fix me, baby. You just need to hold me tight. Baby, you could love me. Man, that is such a powerful line, because the thing is, men, by nature, fix things. I fix things. That's what I do. But sometimes we can't, or we shouldn't. We just need to hold and to listen. And that was such a great, great line, because it's so real and it's so true. And I thought the whole thing was just fantastic. And those two always, they always do well. So I really, really enjoyed it. You know, that's all I could say about it. I really did enjoy it. And comment.
I like that you pointed out the thing about you know, you can't fix me, because I think that's a common thing, and not just men wanting to fix women. I definitely went through a phase where I had, like, fixer-upper boyfriends, and I just, like, not as in, like, I want to make them the way that I want them. It's just, like, you know, they were in rough shape, and I was like, I can heal you, and then you'll love me. And you can't heal people. You can be there for them and help them do it themselves, but you have to, you know, let them make their choices and just be there. You don't have to fix everything, but, you know, be somewhere where they can talk and let it out and stuff, but you can't be the fixer as much as you may want to. I like that you pointed that out. Felon, what were your thoughts?
I echo a lot of what Arama said. If Tans needed to come in a little bit stronger, it was very light for her. I think she has a very beautiful voice, and I think it should just been a little, maybe cut the music down just a little bit. But otherwise, the whole song, the lyrics are just, wow, they blew me out of the water. Because, you know, I call Tans Baby Terror. I've always called her that since I first met her. She's like my little baby terror. And then Beast, you know, Beast is Beast. You're not going to stop this chick. She is just unstoppable. Her lyrics are just powerful. Whatever she writes, she's coming, and she's coming hard, and she ain't taking no shit. I like where she says this, you used to be my sunshine, and now I hate that punchline. I love that, because so many guys feed you full of shit. You know, you're my sunshine, you're my sunshine. Whatever. Don't make me out to be no joke. I ain't a joke. Just say what it is. Just let it out. Tell me what I am to you, nothing more. And I think, what am I going to do with a girl like you? You can't do anything with girls like this. Just let them be who they are, and if you love them for who they are, for all their flaws, faults, everything, or don't, or just walk away, because they're, this is who they are, and it takes a strong man to be with women like this. And there's a lot of strong men that are strong, but not in an abusive way, but that can also be a man and let a woman be a woman. And that's what a lot of women mess up is, you know, even myself included, I've done that in the past too. I had to learn to be a woman, you know, and know that in order to let a man be a man, sometimes we've got to learn to shut our mouths and let men be men, and things will roll the way they're supposed to. And I'm not being, you know, sexist or anything, but that's just truth. That's just tradition, and that's just the way God intended it. But I really think this is a great, a hard-hitting song, and they knocked it out of the park. Great job, guys.
I was going to say hard-hitting. Damn it. I forgot. Good one. Good one, Phil.
That's for me and you. That's for me and Reimer.
You didn't jump in with brevity earlier. I almost had a heart attack. I expected you to say brevity.
You know I forget shit real quick, but I did want to tell you, I apologize for not being in the last one or two Beat Wars. So remember I told you my daughter, she like hit a normal sleeping routine.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to write more. And then that didn't last long and shit. So, you know how babies are and shit. So,
I love it. Keep them going.
To keep writing, I've been battling with felling in them, but that takes not as long and not as complicated.
You've been beating the shit out of us.
But this round, I'm in. So,
good.
But I did want to apologize. Absolutely.
Well, we've missed you for sure. But I understand you got little ones at home. But I'm excited to hear what you come up for this round. I mean, you can make it a lullaby for her and help with the sleeping.
Yeah, she'll be doing the background vocals. That's for sure. Yep.
Could be fun. I am going to play the one by Bex. This is Bex Egg and Cheese. And here we go.
Ooh, I spent my whole life while trying to hide from myself. I can't find inside.
Thank you.
my tongue, I'm high strung, living like a voodoo snowman. You're still broken, praying to the moon, you know, and frozen. The hot so warm, we locked in the freezer, cold as so shy.
All right, so that was Beck's Eggs and Cheese. I really liked her overall concept. I liked the line, strength ain't breaking your back just to prove you can. You don't have to, push yourself so hard that you hurt yourself just to show your strength. Sometimes the strength is knowing that you don't have to show off. If you have to say that you're strong, then maybe you aren't as strong as just like someone who shows it. This is a whole Kevin thing on allpoetry.com, show, don't tell. show your strength without having to like break yourself, both metaphorically and physically. I thought that she had an impressive production. She's very, into the music scene, so she knows what's up. I think that she has a natural kind of way of writing that fits music. She knows how to structure a song, and she's really good at helping other people figure stuff out too. So thank you, Bex. Felon, would you like to comment?
Can you come right back to me? I'm coughing for a second, real quick.
Rima, you're up.
Well, anytime there's an echo feature involved, thumbs up from the Rima. I thought that was really, really good. She's really good on her production, and she does really fancy shit, really, really good. And I will say that, there's a lot of pain in this right. And that just, I'm only, like I said, I like when people write, life in general and that. And Bex always does. I mean, sometimes she'll show out, even on her ones that I'm singing all the time, there's some little nuggets in there of some real life shit. So I give it kudos for that for sure. And this one was just as good as any of them. I could tell she's, I don't know what, if she had a, well, of course, I don't know because I'm old, but, she has some sort of something going on to help her with all the music and whatnot. And she's really good at it. And you could see her, growing before your ears, what I'm saying? So, fantastic. Fantastic write, fantastic song, excellent production for sure. Mm-hmm.
Did you say growing before your ears?
Well, yeah, because we can only hear what she's doing. Let me tone it down for the audience I got going on here and shit. Fuck.
I love it.
I love that expression. I've just never heard it said that way before, so that's awesome.
Well, I just made it up. That's what I do.
It's quotable, so... Grow with love it. All right. Felon, are you back and under control?
Yeah, I got it under control now. Yeah, I'm a little bit better. damn flu. But Beck has got a unique voice, and it just stands out. It's one of its own, and I think that makes her unique. And she really brings some competition to these contests when you have a voice like this. I mean, you could sing Mickey Mouse, M.I.C., see you real soon, and still bring it out, bring it hard. And I think that she does that. But when she puts lines like this, bite my tongue, I'm high strung, living like a voodoo snowman. Used to be broken, praying to the moon, when frozen. My heart's, but hearts don't warm when locked in the freezer's coldest ocean. Are you shitting me? That's fire right there. That is some deep, deep you know, taking, going into herself, and it's basically, you know, it's, to me, it's like you're trying to put this needle or put this, you know, stick something into this voodoo doll, but yet it's going right through because it's just going to melt because it doesn't matter. It's not, there's nothing, there's substance there. So, I mean, just wow. Amazing lyrics, and just the you know, her singing is just also just great. She always just takes my breath when I hear her songs, and this is nothing less than that. Way to go, girl. And Rhyma, I'm bringing it hard this next time too. I'm bringing some personal shit, so I'm hoping this might
Oh yeah,
and I might be even singing if I can get my voice back. It just depends if I can get this stupid cold gone. But I think I got something for you this time, guys.
Right. No, Beast told me that since I won a medal finally, that I just wasn't going to enter any more contests.
I
told her no. It's not because of that for sure.
So I'm leaving.
Took my bronze and fucking
winner.
Left all poetry and shit.
You're like, well, I'm done. I've done my accomplishment.
Yep. Throw it in the hand. Throw it up. I'm done.
Unacceptable. We're roping you back in. Our next song is by Diane D, and it's There's No Better Me.
There's No Better Me by Diane D. Stop the abuse. I'm done being beaten. Years of misuse. I won't be a puppet. Please set me free. Don't ask for more. There's no better me. It didn't matter. The light faded gray. I stood in the shadows where I was his prey. Truth can't free me. His lies, jagged ice. I wasn't his daughter, so I paid the price. He crept to my bedroom and pulled back the sheets. When he called my name, my chest skipped a beat. My eyes swallowed teardrops. My body was cold. Some stories are half-truths that children are told. Don't move, don't let your guard down. Don't speak, not even a sound. Don't cry, no tears to be found. Stand back, just let me be free. Stop, please, you disgust me. I'm it, there's no better me. No, not one. I can't make you see. I'm not gonna be. I'm it. There's no better me. No, not one. Go stand in the snow and take off your boots. You do what I say. You come from my roots. I'm needed, not wanted, as common as dirt. From morning till night, my skin has to hurt. My sisters and brothers knew nothing of pain. Ugly and worthless, I stood out again. I'm looking for answers to what I did wrong. Our family was happy till you came along. I won't call you daddy, no father of mine. Would hurt little children or swear all the time. Don't move, don't let your guard down. Don't speak, not even a sound. Don't cry, no tears to be found. Stand back, just let me be free. Stop, please, you just gotta see. I'm it, there's no better me. No, not one. Can't make you see. I'm not gonna be. I it. There's no better me. No, not one. Standing in the shadows with the evil in my sight. Standing in the darkness where the luster leaves the
Well, this one hit me really hard. Like, the subject matter is so difficult. The child abuse, you know, it's just heartbreaking. I think she did a really good job at tackling such a difficult subject of kind of recognizing that such a serious thing happened. And I don't know if it's her true story. And either way, I think she told it in a way that the people can understand and feel compassion for these children and anger to the stepdad. I thought she did a really great job with this. She the pre-chorus part, I felt like fit the beat the best. The don't move, don't let your guard down, don't speak, not even a sound. She really went like with the beat on that part. And even with the spoken word part, she would pause and let the music change. So she responded to the way that the music was going, even at the parts that weren't sung. So I think she was very responsive to the beat, and that's challenging when you're first starting to work with beats. I think she said this was new to her, so I'm impressed that she gave it a shot, and I think she matched up pretty well. Rima, what were your thoughts?
If it's a personal right from her, man, that's a tough one for sure. I mean, gee whiz, you know, the whole thing is just so, I mean, it happens all the time, unfortunately, you know, and it could be a stepdad, it could be a dad, it could be a mother, you know, it's always a bummer and shit, and I think it's, you know, terrible, but I will say that, you know, in her line, I mean, there's no better me, no, not one. That's the absolute truth, you know. The person she is now is the best her. You know, and for her first one, again, man, these guys come in here and they really do, I think, really well. I mean, gee, way better than I can't even imagine. And they just hammer it, you know. And she really, you know, I will tell you this. What struck me the most, which makes me think it's a personal right, is I could, like, hear it in her voice as she was going through it and shit. So, you know, I thought it was a way to knock it off right out the park, you know, on your first right and being vulnerable. So excellent entry for sure. That's what I say, Diane D. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Felon, what do you think?
I think this is very much true to form, because you can't write like this unless you didn't feel it and you haven't lived it. I think this is a survivor's ballad and not a victim's ballad. She has come on the other side, and to me that stands and says a lot about her, because this is her time to be free, and this is her time to shine, and she actually was able, from what we are taken from as children, you know, when you're abused as a child, no matter what kind of abuse it is, you know, they silence you. They silence everything that they silence everything about you. You can't speak. You can't be you. You can't. It's like you're mute inside yourself and you're emotionless. But later, as time goes on, you will see the self-worth you have and know that it's their insecurities and their cowardice that has been lived at and played out. You don't have to be a part of that. It's not your shame. You're not your guilt. Not your fault, and you did nothing wrong. It's all this idiots that did this to you. It's their fault. And there's going to be a judgment day, and believe me, they'll come before that day, and they'll have to either repent or go straight to hell, which, you know, I don't wish anyone to hell, not even my abusers. I hope they repent and hope they say they're sorry and move on in life. And I think this is a great song, because there is not one but you, and you are worth so much more. And wow, Diane D just brought me to my knees. And to be a starter out, pow, right out of the kicker. Great job.
Well said, Felon. Our next song is by G.A. Grimm, and it's called Should I Let You Go?
Thank you.
I just want to know, where is it you go? When I hold you tight, each and every night, is there someone new? Do they care for you? Can they make you smile? Go that extra mile. I just want to know, should I let you go? Should I let you go? I just want to know, should I let you go? Are they in your dreams? Dancing on moonbeams. Tell me what you see, because it is not me. I cannot believe. Are you gonna leave? Should I say goodbye? Sorry if I cry. Should I say goodbye? Sorry if I cry. I just want to know, should I let you go? Should I let you go? I just want to know, should I let you go?
Another really heartbreaking piece. You know, there's that difficult time in a relationship where you know you're going to break up and it hasn't happened yet. And sometimes that anticipation of knowing they're not into it and they are going to leave is actually worse than when they do leave. It's like this sickening feeling of, you know, it's going to happen. And I think he captured that really well. That recognizing that the person is thinking about someone else and or at least is not, like, in the moment with you. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. I thought that his voice sounded really sad in it. It fit the tone. And yet it was kind of relaxing to listen to. I thought he has, like, that kind of, like, you know, the Budo effect. Budo does that to me, too. As soon as I hear one of Budo's songs, I'm just, like, chill. I don't know. It takes away my stress, and I feel like as much as this is an upsetting topic that he's singing about, he has that quality in his singing. And I mean, like he says in his AN, unfortunately, I did the vocals, but I actually really enjoyed his voice. And I thought he went well with the type of beat that it was. He had the flow to that. Yeah, his pacing was good with the beat, and I was happy to see him join the tournament. He's a bit of an unknown in the song world of my contest. He does quite a bit in my poetry contest, so I was excited to see him dive into the audios as well. Felin, what were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed this myself. I think that his voice went very well with the melody, and I think that he brought, you know, a uniqueness to it as well. I think that I think he should extend it some, but I think this is his very first time maybe trying this because, you know, like you said, he said, unfortunately, this is my vocals. I really enjoyed his vocals. I think that he just let loose, and I think that in this melody, there's not a point that you should that it just where you can just bawl out where you let the voice just like ha. Ah. I think he kept it contained the way it should be contained, and that he kept it on beat, and said, you know, that's hard to do, and I commend him. I think he did a great job, especially I think this is his first time doing it, and because I did see later in another contest where he had posted his. I think I'm in over my head or something, or there's really a lot of talent here. And I was like, I think you're doing great. You know, keep coming, you know, just keep trying. That's all you can do. So I really enjoyed it. I think he did great. And I think the melody went with the wording, and I think he carried out the emotions that he was trying to get across. So I think it's a great job.
I agree with everything you just said. Rima, what did you think?
My man, Judge, I thought it was fantastic. I never heard him before. You know, I get used to the usuals, the regulars who enter the contests, and, you know, and they're all really good. But I like to hear new people, you know, and I thought his voice was good. I thought it was it was smooth. His voice was, you know, I could hear it really well. It was emotive, you know, it really... He wrote the right lyrics for the voice for this beat, you know. I really, really liked his first verse, you know. It's just because it's just like when someone's there but they're not there, you know. He wants to know where she's at, even though he's holding her in the moment, but her mind is somewhere else, and, you know, that's probably a shitty feeling, you know. And I just thought the whole thing was really, really good. You know, I thought it was for just a sad piece. You know, I thought it was a good length. I thought it fit well. You know, he had some good repetition going on it and that. And, you know, because just kind of lingering and haunting questions, you know. And when you got that many questions, you already know the answer, you know, unfortunately, you know. But I would say, you know what, she probably didn't deserve you anyway, so. That's that. I thought it was really good. Really, really good.
I agree. I think he's an amazing poet and is becoming an amazing songwriter as well.
Yeah. Huh.
So, our next one is Better Me by Ghetto Child. Here we go, Ghetto.
Hey y'all, what's going on? I appreciate you tuning in. It's been a little bit since I, you know, wrote something down and just having some fun with this, and I appreciate, you know, how it reached out to me. And, hey, I hope y'all like it. Let me know what y'all think. Here we go. Searching for the better, but the weather's clever. Got me holding umbrellas to block the sun. Ever circles, but never getting what's mine. Always seeking, but never finding beyond. Feeling like a kid, mind, body, soul. But it gets old, more than story ever told. Yeah, it's the one where you work for your soul to get the world and the girl. But all you get is a demon that's forever scheming. Pouring lies like a drink and I'm the cup. They fill you to your stuff, open up, it's not enough. Silly boy, this is a silly world. Don't you know the good die young and just so fun the nice guys. Never get the girl, cinnamon swirls is poison. My knees tremble, I'm done dead lifting oceans. Now it's time you catch my thoughts in motion. Cause there's no potion to turn back the hands of time. My cries are explosions, reverberating generations of hate and motion. An escalation of evil, you thought you could catch the vibe. You're better off catching the lies I leave behind. I'm tired of standing in the room where adults pretend to be okay. To have it all under control until the world explodes. And in the shitter, the blinders go. Smoke and mirrors. When you look into a mirror, you should see yourself for who you really are. Now who you pretending to be? I was lost, I was blind. I really had an enemy who loved to see me bleed. My cries are explosions, reverberating generations of hate and motion. An escalation of evil. You thought you could catch the vibe. You're better off catching the lies I leave behind. Never relaxing, your thoughts are anxious. Never group, forever searching. Trying to escape the hurting. Forever working away from the pain. Even though your pain is a great motivator. It can lead you straight up or down like like an elevator, getting off a random floor, window shopping, and like small turns and twists, where's the thought? Cause I like a little salt with my pretzel, not the type to get sentimental, but sometimes your feelings, you gotta let them go, cause hey, that's one way to be a better me, yeah, to be a better me, yeah, thanks y'all.
I love Ghetto Child. He kind of disappeared for a little while, and I tracked him down because I'm a weirdo. No, I had his email address from before, and I was like, I am. I totally am. I was like, we miss you on AP. I'm going to be doing this tournament, and I want you back here for the tournament. And he came back. I'm like, yes. My cleanness pays off. I'm so glad that he came back. I loved this. I'm tired of standing in a room where adults pretend to be okay, to have it all under control until their world explodes and in the shitter the blinders go, smoking mirrors. Like, that is such a powerful piece. I also really loved My Cries Are Explosions, Reverberating Generations of Hate in Motion. I mean, like, damn, this is deep. And he has, like, that rap flow down so well. It's just, like, I don't know. He raps as easily as most people talk, I think. It just, I mean, maybe he puts a lot of effort into it, but it's just, he makes it sound like it's just, you know, natural
to
him.
It's easy for him.
Right? Doesn't it seem like it? His rhyming and his meter, it's like he breathes rap. It's powerful. I think he's amazing. So he got silver in this particular contest, and he's currently winning the tournament at, I think we're on the fifth contest now, and he is in the lead. Kicking butt. So, Felon, would you like to comment?
Oh, yes. I've never heard him, like, you know, his vocals. And then, excuse me, when I heard him this, I was like, holy shit, that boy can rap. Are you kidding me? So I came up, I said, hey, Ghetto. I said, I would love for you to pick out a beat and let me write something for you. And, you know, just throw down for me on it. He goes, all right. And so I thought he ain't going to do it. And about 15 minutes later, he has his beat. He said, show me what you can do with that. So about 10 minutes later, I sent something over to him. And he's like, holy shit. He goes, you just wrote that? I'm like, yeah. So a few minutes later, he goes, all right, now I want you to write your part to it. And so we did that. And we actually have a song together. And I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, I was just like so excited because he can just, I mean, his cadence with his words, the way he makes them just roll off his tongue so easily into the beat, it's like, wow. And one thing I'll never get rid of is he sent me something on, I think it was on SoundCloud or BandLab or whatever, and he did Peter Piper Picked a Peck of Pickled Peppers. And the way he did it would blow your mind. I mean, he did it like five different ways, and he showed me how to do the beats. And I was like, look, I'm a country girl. I don't care how many Peter Piper Picked a Pickled Peppers. I ain't gonna ever do it like that. So, but yeah, he brought it, and then his, of course, his lyrics are always just down on, spot on about how life is, you know, how life can get you down. And I like when he says this here, he goes, you're better off catching the lies I leave behind, because instead of getting them when he's in your face, you know, he's like, I'm gonna leave the lies behind, and that's what you're gonna be dealt with, and I ain't gonna deal. He don't have to deal with it. The better him is walking off from that. So, wow. Very deep lyrics and just killer vocals. Loved it.
I am excited to see you two collaborating. I think we're going to get some great things there. and Rima, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was badass. I think it was the next contest, because I didn't listen to all of them in this one, but like I think he could like be on the radio, you know, and I told him that, and he's just reminds me of like some old school rap, and he's got like excellent pauses, and the way he stretches the lines out when maybe the syllables, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain because I'm not fucking good at it, but he does it very well. And not only that, this is the way you played those two back and forth from the one prior to this one. It almost is like this would be a response to Judges. Like, it just was so weird that way, the way they felt like that and shit. But trippy, very trippy. But he's Ghetto Child, really, really just, I think he's very talented. So there's, you know, his lyrics are good. You know, they're not just basic. Like, he puts a lot of fucking, a lot of vision into it. So, it's excellent. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And comment.
Excellent comment. our next one is by Chaos. And, which one is this now? It is called Dirt Roads. Oh, switching the order of things. Okay. Ah, there we go.
I kicked the kid to the curb, only to wind up back to what disturbed. Long and dusty, dirty road, taking up dirt, not looking for home. Not long from my backwards each passing hour, kicking up settled dust, walking back to the past in a future that's just like glass. Settled ashes of charred scars, burn wounds thrice, stab the eyes with starry points as they sparkle midnight. give back black to black in this self-inflicted plight. Long and dusty, dirty road, kicking up dirt dust, looking for home, walking miles on my own.
There, it was like a new song came on for a second. I think that I'm really happy she decided to put it in. She said, you know, she was nervous and she didn't think that she wanted to share it. She was intimidated by what the other people were putting in there, but I'm happy that she entered. I liked the whole thing, but the last stanza had that kind of like rawness to it that I really appreciated, you know, she puts herself into her writing. There's a vulnerability that I enjoy. I had trouble hearing her because the beat was too loud compared to her voice, I think. So if I didn't have the lyrics in front of me, I think it might have been a challenge. I felt like her timing was really good with the beat and the different parts of the music. She has, like, you know, a good mix of the ways that she uses her voice. It's just the mixing part that she needs to work on of how loud the beat is compared to her voice. Because I think that she did a really great job otherwise. And I feel like she's growing in her performances. It just needs that little bit of fine-tuning in the after production so we can get the full effect of her voice. Stellan, what did you think?
I really like this is a hard-hitting song, or, you know, hard-hitting lyrics for number one. And I'm glad that she stepped up to the plate, and I really enjoyed this. And I'll just go back through and read the comments what everybody was writing. And the only thing that stuck out, I was reading what her scores were and everything. I'm not trying to point anything out, but you didn't give her anything, like, against, like, the 2 out of 2 or whatever for her participation, like, comments. She kind of commented on everybody. So I'm not trying to throw anything out. I was just wondering if that was kind of left out on hers.
She got 2. In the
okay,
first round, every single person got 2 because everyone commented
okay.
on everything. I forgot
okay.
to write it down
okay.
sometimes, but it didn't even matter because everyone got that.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I was just saying. But I like the fact that she, what did it say about the power to the powder? Hold on, where'd it go? This right here just took me off my feet. It says, creature of habit, replace the powder with something as evil because I'm lacking power. If that's truth, that's telling on yourself, and sometimes you have to do that. This is just some hard-hitting lines. I mean, just wow, way to do it, Chaos. As always, very strong writer, and I'm glad she stepped out, and I'm glad she actually published this for us to hear it because it needed to be heard. Great job there, girl.
I know I messed people up with that community points thing in the first round because I just didn't write it because everyone got equal. And I know a few other
okay.
people were like, hey, I earned those. And I'm like, I know, you got them in my spreadsheet. I just forgot to write it down.
Okay, I just wanted
you
to make
got
sure.
It. Yes, I did not cheap her out of her 2 points there. Don't worry. Rima, what did you think?
Well, a few things. One, anybody who uses the word thrice, also 2 thumbs up from the Rima. That's an excellent word I don't ever get to see or hear these days. And also, lemony sour. That's so badass. Only Chaos could write that. and have me enjoy it and shit. Till I'm lemony sour. I really like that for some reason. And also, man, I was really glad to hear her sing, you know. I thought that was really, really good. And you know, I tell Chaos, fuck with people, you know. Whatever. Do what you're going to do, you know. And I'm glad that she did. I'm glad she posted it. Otherwise, I would have missed out on it and shit. So, and I thought it was really, and also, as always, I mean, Chaos always has some serious edge on her shit, you know, and she gets it deep and real. And this is no different. Even with this, with the melodic voice on parts of it, you know, it's still to quote a really great, great friend of mine, this is hard hitting, you know. So definitely appreciate that, and I thought it was really, really, really well done. And she put a little thingy in there that I don't know what they're called and shit, with the little star. Look at that. I'm going to have to up my game on this shit. Mm-hmm. What is that called?
I got to go back. I closed it, and now I don't know what you're referring to. Okay, I'm going into it.
The little star right there says there's a sparkle, and then there's a little...
Oh, yeah. It's an emoji.
Emoji. Look out for my next one. I'm going to fill it up with my shoe.
If you haven't seen Rima's shoe, it's a high heel and quite beautiful. He only
you.
Has the one.
Thank you.
It's kind of funny that I have these two back-to-back. After Chaos, we have Quiet Chaos. Very similar sounding names. But this one, Quiet Chaos, is... His song is A Day's Thoughts, and let's see, here it is.
Hey, yo, rarely I do this, but sometimes I just reflect on my past life, and while I am proud of what I've become now, sometimes I do imagine what it could have been like if the starting line was better. And so this is one of those times where I thought about it.
Eyes on the finish line, and you'll do just fine. Then we stared off into
into the night, a moment's peace under the light, and I knew everything was gonna be alright.
So this kind of broke my heart because of what he says at the beginning, where he imagined what it would be like if the starting line had been better. So my impression of this song is that it's the life he didn't have. It's the life that he wished he had with supportive parents that he didn't actually get. So it's a beautiful image of what could have been, and it's really sad because there's that longing for the family that you never got to experience. I think that I like the way he went back and forth between the kind of rap style and the music style. You can tell that he like listened to the music a lot before he did it because the cadence is like just right. He stops and starts at the right places. I found this to be really powerful. I was really impressed with how he put it all together. And it was funny because in the comments, everyone was talking about his accent being sexy. So I was like, I'll agree, but you don't get extra points for that. Rima, what did you think?
Well, I too think his accent is very sexy. I don't think I put it in my comment, but I probably should have. I think all I could ever say to, I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was really, really a great write from the perspective. And I think all I ever can tell anybody is that. And I tell my own because, you know, I'm not the best dad in the world. And there's things that I do that I'm sure, you know, they don't comprehend or understand or agree with or whatever. But I tell them, you know, be what you wanted to have, you know. So I don't know if Quiet Chaos has, but if he does, be what you wrote in this, you know, and I think that everything will be all right. Because sometimes we grow to be what we see, but sometimes, you know, we can change that up and be what we wish we had. So I thought it was a great write. Very, very touching for sure. And comment.
I think that's a really great comment. Be who you needed. I try to live by that philosophy. Even though I don't have kids myself, it's like I try to be the adult who I could have benefited from when I was a kid. So just even through my work, like just be the supportive adult. As much as you can. Felon, what did you think?
Oh, I really liked this from QC. For one, you know, he, from what I gathered from it, it was him. It was being from a grown man looking back as a child. We'd all would love to go back to be that child where that security and that safeness, you know, that nest where we felt that peace of in life, and we didn't have to worry about all the big shit in life, and we could just be kids. And when we become adults, you know, that we're no longer protected under that anymore. I think this is what this is all about. Is, you know, he wished he could go back to that, you know, that safe place at the dinner, you know, breakfast table. You know, he could see his mom singing. It's the things that we take for granted when we're children. We don't really see they aren't what they are at that moment until we're grown and gone, and we're like, shit, I would like to go back to that. So I think he's a great tribute to his parents, and I might be reading it wrong, but to me it's just simply beautiful, and I think the words went well with the melody, and I think I'm glad to see him come out of his own and to just put it out there. Great job, QC.
And he's continued on in the contest too, like in the tournament. So it's been really great to see as the songs keep on coming. So I hope he enters this next one. Although he was laughing at the beat that I chose because I did choose a really weird one. But that's what you get with me. I put a big variety of beats, some sad ones, some happy ones, some strange ones, some more traditional ones. You get a mix. So hopefully there's a little something that everyone can connect to. Rhyma.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that beat and I was like, fuck this shit, right? I was like, I'm not entering this one and shit. Yeah. And I was just like, then I thought about cutting out the fucking beginning of it and shit, right? I was like, maybe. But then, as happens with me, one line popped into my head a couple days later, and I was like, I'm going to fucking write to it. But when I first heard it, I thought that shit was fucking nuts. But now I like it. It grew on me like a bunion and shit.
I wanted to tap dance.
Well, I like to mess with you all with my beat selection. Hey, SS was supposed to help me pick beats, and he didn't. And then Pupil was supposed to help me pick beats, and he didn't. So you're stuck with me.
Yeah, you know what?
That's actually
it helps people to get out of their comfort zone. So you're right. You are absolutely right. And it's your contest, so actually is beneficial in the long run.
Yes. My Auntie A knows best. Okay, so I'm gonna play yours, Rima.
Yeah. I could go back in time and find a younger me. I leave this rhyme on a long forgotten show. And I hope he finds it. Maybe he'll stop by here. He'll probably be tired. You can't dry the windows to your soul. The raindrops never rain. The rainbows always feel so cold. Tears drop again and again. So running and just can't get away. Slow down. Running and just can't get away. Yesterday's far behind. You cannot change the past. Your mind running that way too fast. Questions that you've asked won't have you drown. Slow down, slow down. And don't lose today, you won't get it back. Let that pain begin to unpack. At least until it has dried. I know you'll soon find a way to be attack. You'll have no more rainy days from deep behind your eyes. Are you laying there all alone? You're missing out on the sound. Feel you're sitting in an empty home as there's people all around you. Are you laying there feeling all alone? You're missing out on the sound. Feel you're sitting in an empty home as there's people all around you. Slow down, slow down, slow down. No more running. Slow down, slow down, slow down. No more running. Don't lose today, you won't get it back. Let that pain begin to unpack. At least until it has dried. I know you'll soon find a way to be attacked.
Because neither one of us could breathe, and you could hear after every line. you know, you try to put it all into the thing, but I didn't hear that at all in this. Like, you have figured out the breathing while singing and rapping, which is a difficult thing to do. So I think you've made huge improvements. And you were on the beat. You varied your speed based on the way the music was. You know, you had the, like, running, like, where you spread it out to match the amount of syllables you needed. I thought you did a really great job. It was even, like, the voice versus the music was the right mix. I mean, did you have Beast help you with that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was like, you're getting too good. You have help. I thought you did a really good job. There was a lot of wisdom in this poem / song, which, you know, I kind of expect from you. You give advice to yourself in this, which is, you know, also advice that I think everybody needs. I say again, like I did in my comments, we need a book from you because you have so much freaking wisdom that we just need to, you know, make sure everyone reads it.
You just read it. Look, you just read it.
Yeah, I did. Felon, what do you think?
As I get to do choking. One, I was taken back because you're actually singing, and I was like, yes. You stepped out of your own, you know, stepped out of yourself, and you put it out there, and I think you did a great job doing it. And I like the wisdom in it as well. I mean, as you know, to go back and tell your younger self to slow down, because when you know, it's like my mother said, you're just wanting to be 21. You want to be 21 when you turn around, you can be 42. And damn, if she wasn't right. I was like, damn, where did the time go? I wish I could go back to 21. So slow down. And, you know, I wish I could, you know, I wish I had to slow down and enjoy what I had. I think I'd have had a whole lot more, and I think maybe I would have made better decisions. And I think this song, I think everyone can relate to this song, and to know that you can have all these people around you but still be so empty and alone, especially when you're younger, because it's just you against the world, and, you know, you can't see the people that you have on your team at times because you're just so into yourself, especially at that age. Wow, just very impactful song. I enjoyed it, and it's always stellar throughout this contest. Well, I'm a great job.
Thank you, fella. Thank you, Fabiana. The only reason you couldn't hear me wheezing was because it was a slower song. I take my advice on the slow down on this right.
Oh, my
God.
Slow down.
I mean, I know I'm teasing him, but I was worse than him when we were trying to collaborate. I was like having asthma. It was so fast. I don't know how people, like, people do it where they just, like, rap super fast. I can't do it. Got to work out or something. I don't know. I'm going to move right along because we only have 15 minutes left and we have 3 audios. I don't think we're going to have time for everything, but we're going to try. This one is by Robert M. Oh, I have do the right one because I have one for a second contest, but I want the first one. Okay, there we go.
Time has gone. Time has gone. Tears.
I really enjoyed this, that I'm fighting all these battles that nobody even sees. I mean, I think that's a message that, you know, people need to realize. Everybody's fighting battles that we don't notice, and some people, you know, more than others, have been going through a lot, and they hide it well. I think that it was a very emotive piece. It was introspective. The timing was great with the music, very well paced. I think it had a straightforward smoothness to it that really worked well. He's another one where he does spoken word all the time, and it's great, but I'd never heard him sing before, and I thought that he did a really nice job with that. Felon, what did you think?
I think the lyrics were really great and everything. It's not my cup of tea, to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and BS it or whatever. I'm just not into that kind of thing, but I think that he's very talented. I mean, he does spoken word, like, unbelievably, and I think he's very theatrical, and I think that he should just come out of his own, and instead of the whisper, maybe that's what he's going for, but I think that he has a nice voice, and I think that he should just let it really just bring it out in his. I might be wrong, but that's just, I mean, I'm just being honest, though, but overall, he's always a phenomenal, phenomenal writer, and I did enjoy the piece, but it's just not my cup of tea, and I'm just being honest.
He does have, like, a whispery, graspy voice. I kind of like it. to each their own. I know some people were very screamo in other things, and that doesn't quite work for me. But at the same time, like, I can see how it could work. So, yeah, it's all about, you know, style and what different genres people are into. Rima, what did you think?
This was actually my favorite one of the whole round, to be honest. I really liked it. I thought it was just, like, so, like everyone's been there, you know? Like, it was very relatable, I think. Everybody at some point blames themselves for all of the storm that's going on, you know? And whatever that storm may be, and I could relate to it for sure. So I thought it was my personal favorite piece, and again, first time I heard him, you know. So I like hearing the new people. So I thought it was excellent. And comment.
I like how you warned me that you're done your comment. Our next piece is by Stelina. I always want to add an extra syllable, like Stella Ina, but it's Stelina, I think. And this is called Don't Ever Say Goodbye. There we go.
Take me in your arms, thrill me with your charms. Don't ever let me go. You're all I need to know. In this world of mine, you're the most divine. would be my darkest day. I need your touch that thrills so much. Don't ever say goodbye, for my soul would die. Echoes in the night of such sweet delight.
I thought that was a very sweet, romantic kind of sound. Selena is cool because every single one of her things has been totally different. Like, we've seen many sides of her writing in the various contests. This had, like, a sweet intimacy to it. I thought her timing was really well with the music, following when there's the transitions of the instrumentals. And that's something that I'm noticing a lot of people just kind of go to the main beat, because there's like the, I think it's drums, like the doom, 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 doom thing that everyone responds to when they're trying to go to the beat. But there's also the other instruments, and I am so not a musical person because I'm never entirely sure what instruments things are, but it was... you know, there's the other sounds that come in and out every once in a while, and I think it's guitar in this one, but the only about half the time do people respond to that secondary instrument, and I feel like she's good at recognizing, like, that as a time to transition. So that's, you know, it's great when people respond to both layers of the music. If that makes sense. When I was judging the most recent contest, I was like listening to it, and I did it over and over again. And I look at my husband, and he's like, I'm like, what do I call it when it does a little doop doop doo? I'm like, because some people are following that, and some people aren't. And he was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm like, there's got to be a word for that other layer of sound, which is failing me, but I thought that she did a great job with her cadence, and it had, like, rhyming that flowed naturally, didn't seem too forced. You know, sometimes rhyming, you have to, like, try to squeeze something in there, and it seems like you're only using the word for the sake of rhyming, but I feel like she made it flow. Rhymo, what did you think?
Totally agree with you. And even though I also can't say the word that you're thinking of, I know what you're talking about, right? And she did it very well. And throughout the whole song, like, she had a really, really good voice. And it seemed so calm. And also, this is another person I just heard for the first time. But like at the very end when she did the different goodbye, you know, on each one, like it was so smooth and fluid, and she did that through the whole song. So really, really great, right? And I like the little background photos and, you know, everything. It was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And comment.
Felon, what did you think?
I really think that she, not for her, just her coming in, she just really, she adds something to the content, you know, to this tournament, and I'm glad to see her come out and show herself, and her writing is just impeccable, and I think that her voice can go with anything, so I think she did a great job. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to see what she comes with next.
Same. Well, I only have 40 seconds left, so we do not have time to do Victoria's audio. So that one will be carried over to our next show where we mostly do the second contest. I'm sorry, Victoria. I promise we will do your song, which is beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for writing for my contest, for recording for the contest, and for letting me play it tonight. And thank you so much, Ryman Felon, for calling in and commenting with me. Me talking to myself would be boring for people, so love having you here. We'll have to set up a time to do contest two, hopefully really soon.
All right.
Hey, God bless you guys. I love you. Stay safe.
Same.
Good night.